So if you just want dick or something casual, then this episode is not for you. You want to hoe it out and Lemon treat you like a piece of garbage? That's okay. You can go listen to Call Her Daddy. Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday with me, Viola Benson. So today we are doing a special solo episode. It's the Dumb Bitch Bootcamp number 2. So if you haven't checked out the first one and you're still being a dumb bitch, I recommend you check out the first one. But before we get started with this amazing, fun solo episode number 2, we have a special guest, which is a little roommate edition. Hey, Francesca Farrago.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome on.
Welcome on. Welcome to our humble abode.
Yes. So Francesca Farrago, you may know her from Too Hot to Handle. And now you are going to know her as my roommate.
Mm.
First, we want to do a little fun Q&A for you guys. Everyone had a lot of questions about us moving in together and all that stuff about us together. But also, I wanted to do this fun roommate segment sometimes. And hopefully, if you guys like it, you guys can tell me if you want us to keep doing it or not. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been living together for about a week or weeks, 8 days now.
Yeah.
All is well.
So the first thing that people wanted to know that everyone's been asking is how did we meet and how did we decide to move in together? So we met because of Too Tired to Be Crazy and we decided to move in together thanks to Fashion Nova. And this is not even an ad. I just said it like an ad though. okay. So do you want to say how we met or...
Well, I was going through this insane breakup, and then you had me on your podcast kind of to talk about it a little bit. So we met literally on this couch. Literally, it's like weird deja vu right now.
Yeah.
And my dog was running around puking everywhere.
Deja vu for me as well.
And literally, deja vu happening right now.
Yeah.
Who are you? And then I forget. I remember I was just like looking for a place to live because I was moving out of my Airbnb. Haley was moving back to Jacksonville. And you were like, yeah, you just live with me. And I was like, all right. And then I moved all my stuff in. We went to Utah. I went back to Canada for 5 weeks. And here we are.
Can I say the real story?
Yeah, I thought that was the real story.
Can I get more in detail?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Our first sponsor of the day, it is BetterHelp Online Counseling. It's actually one of my favorite services to use because, as you know, I'm a big advocate with depression and anxiety, and I talk about that a lot. So if you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp offers licensed online counselors who are trained to listen and to help you. Talk with your counselor in a private online environment at your convenience. BetterHelp counselors have expertise in a broad range of areas, including anxiety, grief, depression, relationship conflicts, difficulty sleeping, LGBT matters, trauma, anger, family conflict, self-esteem, and so much more. They give you access to help that may not be available in your area. And all you have to do is fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs. And you get matched with your counselor in literally under 48 hours. If for whatever reason you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time and no additional charge. You can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions with your therapist, plus exchange unlimited messages. And everything you share is confidential. BetterHelp is an affordable option, and our listeners can now get 10% off of your first month with the discount code TOOTIRED. That's TOOTIRED. I highly recommend this to all my listeners. You guys should definitely check out BetterHelp Online Counseling. It's one of my favorite services. I'm a big advocate for mental health, and I think everyone deserves a counselor and somebody to talk to. So again, get started today at betterhelp.com/too tired. Talk to a therapist online today and get the help that you need.
So the real story. Okay, so yeah. We met and she did the interview. She came over to my house to do an interview for Too Tired to Be Crazy about her breakup, very public breakup. I wasn't even sure yet. I have a hard, like, I make friends with everyone, but it definitely takes me a while to warm up to people. That is just how I am. So I wasn't even sure yet if we were going to be friends or not. But Francesca, one thing I'll say about her, she's such a welcoming, sweet person. And it does throw you off because she comes off sometimes when you first meet her. You think she's standoffish, but she's actually so sweet, right?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the same way as you. It takes me a little bit to open up and be myself. And people think that I'm just like being either bitchy or like super shy, but I'm just like kind of like reading the room and like,
yeah,
a little bit quiet when you first meet me. I'm not like loud and in your face unless I'm like extremely drunk.
Yeah.
Even when I'm really drunk, I kind of get quiet.
I'm really loud and in your face, so we're a little different in that way. But anyway, so we like sometimes text each other here and there, and then we decide to hang out this one night. So I was out at dinner, and it was the first time I went out in forever since, you know, there's a pandemic happening. And I ended up at my friend's house. Basically, my friend's Fashion Nova was throwing a small gathering, like a small dinner. So I invited Francesca to join me, and she came there. Like we literally didn't think anything of it. And basically my guy friends thought she was really hot. And next thing you know, I was like, bet I want that now. Just kidding. That's not what happened.
And you know, we were naked making out in the pool.
You said it.
That is, I don't even know. Who hit on who first?
I made the first move. I like grabbed you and then you were like straddling me in the pool.
It was a very sexy scene in the pool. Like
Everyone was staring.
I forgot anyone was even there.
And it was very magical.
Yeah, I was topless.
Yeah, you were topless.
I was topless. You were wearing...
I think it was my underwear. Oh, no. Rich gave me a bikini from Fashion Nova.
And then, yeah.
You have the most amazing boobs I've ever seen.
Correct. And they're real.
Which this is
and
not
they're real,
thing.
Yeah. They're not. I mean, they look fake.
Yeah.
But in, like, a very natural kind of way.
Thank you. But you've touched them, so can you confirm if they're real or fake?
They're very real. Very amazing. Top 10 out of 10 boobs I've ever seen.
Thank you. So this was funny. So we start to make out and in the pool, and it's very hot and heavy. And next thing I know, as I'm drunk making out with Frankie, of course, because I'm such like a stage 5 clinger, like we make out for the first time. The next thing that comes out of my mouth, do you want to move in? That's what really...
I forgot how it like actually initially started, so I guess that's how.
Yeah, because I was remembering you were saying how you're going to wait to look for a place soon, and then you put your tongue in my mouth and I was like, oh, it's meant to be, do you want to move in? And she thought I was kidding, but the next day when we were sober, I like remember the whole
thing. You called me and you're like, if you actually want to, and I was
literally
I'm down.
Yeah, and then we decided to go on vacation together with other friends. It wasn't like a romantic vacation.
No, it was pretty romantic.
and we saw that we can get along on the vacation, and then it was kind of like confirmed, it was like official, we're like, yeah, let's just move in. Especially because if you guys listen to some of my other episodes, like I was talking about how I started to feel really lonely in my house and like constantly isolating myself and staying home. I started to kind of start to feel really depressed. It was really nice to kind of have someone else be in this house with me, and it's been really nice so far. I've been really enjoying it.
Yay, me too.
Yay. Okay, so how is living together so far?
I think it's been, like, we've argued, like, over really small things that, like, are kind of, I don't think they're actually arguments. I think it's just, like...
It's not even arguing. We don't even argue. Frankie and I are both very not confrontational people. So if we have a disagreement, I will just get quiet, which is...
I think you'll, like, text me. And you'll be like, this bothered me. And then I'll like text you back. And then you'll text me back like a few hours later. And you'll be like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's fine.
But we can literally be in the same house. And she'll be upstairs. I'll be downstairs. And we'll communicate via text because we're both not confrontational people. So we'll feel something uncomfortable to like face-to-face discuss our issues. But like literally, like we have not been able to go 5 hours if we have a disagreement without already making up.
Yeah,
and then we'll just like...
Yeah. Because usually we just need a few texts or whatever of clarification, and then we're on the same page.
Yeah, but how has it been living together so far? Well, it's been an adjustment for me because she has a dog, and he has managed to shit everywhere, even in my closet.
Yeah,
my cat is scared of him. We're still trying to figure out for them to get along, and he has managed to shit and piss everywhere in her room. So now we have to scratch out the carpet in her room.
He goes to the bathroom on the pee pad in the night, but one night he got really sick and he ate his own poo, and then he puked all over the carpet the next morning while I was in the shower, and there was like piles of pukes. But other than that, he's been getting it and on the pee pad, and I feel like he hasn't done it anywhere in the house minus your closet.
Yeah,
I think.
And
but he can't control where he pukes. That's like the
Of course. Yeah. And then sometimes if Frankie doesn't take him out fast enough to go for a walk, he will now just shit in front of the front door.
Yeah, he's done that a few times now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that he's also scratched out the carpet in her room, so we're going to have to replace it with flooring.
But except... We left him alone for a few hours and he, yeah, scratched the carpet completely off.
But except that, so far so good.
Yeah, other than Romy, but... I feel like he's adjusting as well.
So. Yeah.
And he's not, he needs to get a trainer. I need to get a trainer to come here. And it's not his fault. It's my fault.
Yeah.
Bad dog mom. And
no.
Hanging properly.
No, Pancakes, my cat, Pancakes, she's my first pet ever. So I think luckily because I already have a pet, I've learned to adjust to what it's like to have an animal. So I feel like because of that, having Romy here and seeing him like shitting everywhere and throwing up, like I make jokes about it, but it actually genuinely doesn't bother me because, you know, he's like, Mom, I'm just a puppy. It's not my fault. It's like, of course it's not his fault. I can't get mad, you know. I just hope like him and Pancakes can get along and then, you know.
We need to start putting them in the same room more often, I think. Because she chills down there and he chills up here with me, like usually by my side all day.
Yeah. The first time she met him, she hissed at him and spit on him. But moving now, she only hisses. So I feel like that's like
when I came over for the podcast that first time, she was up here the whole time. And Romy was running, roaming around.
She was here?
Yeah, she was over there chilling in her little bed area.
Really?
Yeah, and he was just roaming around.
Oh, I didn't know she was there.
Yeah, she was there.
I mean, sometimes she's still around when he's around. Yeah, she just
like he's
better than
cats, and he likes them and stuff. I just feel like another week, and they'll be more used to each other.
Yeah, and I feel like the reason
it's been easier for us to live together is because A, we're both pretty clean, and I feel like we complete each other in a lot of ways, but also because Frankie's upstairs and I'm downstairs. So it's, I think if we were stuck in a really, really tiny apartment with both of our
animals, it would be more hard for us.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah.
You can't really move in with someone who has another animal unless it's two dogs or two cats because they might not get along.
Okay.
Some people ask if we can say something. What's your favorite thing about each other?
That's cute.
So I'll start. So my favorite thing, a few of my favorite things, I wouldn't say just one, but I think some of my favorite things about Frankie is that A, she's a really good, she's a, like a really boss ass bitch and like a businesswoman, which really surprised me. I was not expecting it. A lot of people forget that she went to university and she's just really smart how she runs her swimsuit business, her actual like full on brand. I mean, you guys should see her. She's like working all day and I've been really impressed like watching her. She also has a really big heart and she's always there for her friends. And I think that's really good quality. And she's the type of friend that you can tell to like will not fuck you over. Like it's kind of like I just feel like she's a loyal friend and I like that about her. And I like that she's quiet because I'm not.
I feel like you can be quiet when you want to be though.
Yeah, you're right. I am actually quiet.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
What I like about you, I feel like I love how you like know who you are and you're very like to the point and you won't let anyone like not fuck you over in a way, but you just know what you want and you know how to get what you want. I feel like I lack that. So I think hanging out with you, I'm going to like be able to develop like more of like that mentality, like not letting people like walk all over me or like not letting myself get into situations that I don't deserve to be in. Like, I feel like you know how you want to be treated and you're not going to accept anything less than that. But you're also super sweet, even though you have that like crazy side and you like won't let anyone like fuck with you. You still like have a really big heart as well. And you're not confrontational like me. So I know that, that means that you're a really, really sweet person.
Aww.
And I really like living with you.
I like living with you too. Should we scissor now?
That's so sweet. Oh, that's so sweet. I feel like, well, we did this thing called the pattern, and even on the pattern to see, we put our birthdays in and our birth times and all that, and it literally says that we're insanely compatible. So it was actually kind of amazing and convenient that we ended up being roommates. And it literally says how we managed to complete each other, and it says that my personality is able to help boost Frankie's confidence.
So everything you're saying makes sense.
And also yesterday when we had a little disagreement because I was expecting you to come home and go out with me, but you were doing your own thing. And literally on the pattern, it said that sometimes, even though we're both independent, sometimes you're more independent than I am and I will need you to need me more. And last night was literally that.
Where I kind of felt like I needed you, like I wanted you to need me or something.
Yeah.
And you were like doing your own thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So next question. You better say yes. Are we single? Are you single, Frankie?
Yes, I'm single.
Me too? Single and looking?
Single, ready to mingle? No, I'm not looking.
She's not looking, but she is single.
Yeah, I'm not looking for anything right now. That's why we're literally going to a gathering after this, a birthday dinner, and I'm literally wearing, it's a podcast, you can't see, but I'm wearing a large, baggy, flannel t-shirt, sweater.
Yeah.
Hair is a mess. You can see my extensions poking out, like my makeup's done, but I told Violet, like, before when we were getting ready, I'm like, I don't want to be hit on tonight. Like, me and the guy that I was seeing, we kind of just fizzled out this weekend.
So fuck that guy.
I'm not ready to, like, dive into anything anytime soon. I'm happy being single.
You know what? That's usually the girl that says, like, I'm not, like, looking for anything right now. That's the one that's going to end up with a boyfriend ex.
What I said before I met the previous guy, and I was like, I don't want anything right now, and then I met him.
Yeah.
And I was still, like, when I first started talking to him, I was like, I don't want anything right now, and then it ended up getting into something. But
yeah,
it was really toxic, so.
Yeah, no more toxic things for you. I'm going to teach you how not to get into those.
Yeah, that's what you should listen to.
Which is what I'm going to learn, I think, a lot from you, from what I said earlier. Like,
yeah. I mean, you've even seen how I handle myself with guys.
You're a better judge of that stuff than I am, for sure. Like, I'm very forgiving, and I give people that don't really deserve it way too many chances, I think, always in life, no matter who it is, partner, friendship, anything, you know what I mean? Like, I always give way too many chances, and I need to be a little bit more selective with my time.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like I used to be like that, and then I became to the point where now I don't give any chances. Like, it's like one miss and I'm done. And I feel like for me that's also negative. So I feel like we both need to figure out a way to go in the middle.
In the middle, yeah. Hangman name thing.
Exactly. Because one thing that I did last night, and Frankie and I talked about it today, was that I feel like sometimes I it's my defense mechanism where I set people up for failure. So I like played it off as if I didn't even care to go out with Frankie last night because she was doing something else. But it was a way to see if she's still going to come home and for us to do something. So then I made it seem as if I didn't want to go out. And then I was like, okay, so you're not coming then. She was like, what? You didn't even make it seem as if you want to go out. And I was like, okay, you know what? Whatever. It is what it is. And I feel like I did that as a defense mechanism in order for, like, I set her up to fail in order for me to feel disappointed and be like, yep, I knew we weren't going to get close. Like, I need to keep my distance. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's one thing that I'm trying to learn, is where I can be more, I can give people more opportunities to get
close. But it's also a new friendship as well. Like, maybe if you were like one of my friends I've been friends with for years, if you said something like that, then I would know, okay, she said that, but she actually
means. Yeah.
I was like, it's because we just kind of met that. I literally was like, oh, okay, like, she clearly just wants to go to bed. So that's what I thought. But with knowing you a little bit longer, then I'll know how to read you better.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. A lot of people were asking, are you guys together or are you just roommates? So we're going to clarify this right now.
Our next sponsor of the podcast today, it is Woo More Play. As you know, I love masturbating. I love talking about it. I love self-care. And it's all about right now sex care, because I believe it's just as important as self-care, if you ask me. Since we've been having date night in more often than usual, since we have to stay home, whether you are having fun with your partner or you're just masturbating your worries away like me, Woo More Play is there for you. Woo More Play is the all-natural sexual wellness brand that takes your sex life to the next level. They've got you covered from start to finish with their coconut love oil, freshies, and now even quickies, so you can take your better sex life on the go, even if it's literally to the kitchen. I always use their freshie towelettes before sex because they're made with coconut water and it smells fucking amazing, so I always feel confident down there. These days, I'm even keeping them in the car for an easy way to even clean my hands between grocery runs. For the best sex ever, though, you have to try Woo's coconut love oil. It's made with organic coconut oil, and even though we use it for everything, like foreplay, sex, massages, whatever, it's also edible. I kid you not, I'm serious, I tasted it. It tastes like vanilla cupcakes. No joke. I highly recommend testing one for yourself. And if you love the love oil like I do, Woo's new quickies are a game changer. There are these cute, perfectly pre-portioned packs of the love oils. So all you do is rip the top off and get going. No mess. So sign me up. So head over to woomoreplay.com/violet for 20% off of your order of woo. That's W-O-O, moreplay.com/violet. Or just go on the site and use my code violet at checkout for 20% off to start spicing it up today. Trust me, you'll keep coming back for more.
We're just...
Sorry, were you going to say something else?
Will we hook up when we're drunk? We don't know.
Yeah, that was actually the next question. Do you think you guys will hook up?
Who knows?
Honestly, who knows? But I feel like we're pretty understanding in that way where we're not possessive with each other.
No. So that's why I feel like it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying there's a chance.
I mean, I don't know.
There's hope.
I'm not saying no to it.
Me neither. Okay, let me see some more questions. Have you guys ever kissed? Yes, that's how we became roommates.
That's her story earlier.
Thanks, Fashion Nova.
I go to the pool makeout session. It was very stupid.
Yeah, I didn't want to wear anything by Fashion Nova because I'm not sponsored by them.
So I just went with my underwear.
And you're the best. So if I had your tits, I literally would never wear a shirt ever in my life.
Yeah, all the guys were so jealous. We were like, there's no cute guys here. Let's just hook up with each other.
Totally kidding.
That's actually what I was thinking, though. And you're so cute. I'm like, dang.
Frankie, someone's asking, what is your diet? What is your daily diet? I'm struggling to lose weight and keeping it off. I love you.
Before COVID, I used to work out every other day, every day. I had a gym in my building and I would always just go down, do like 40 minutes of weights, usually abs, arms, bum, the same workout. I would do small abs, small arm and small bum. And then I would go back upstairs. But now that I don't do that, I haven't worked out in a while. I have my body's less toned, I've noticed, but I think genetically I'm a little more lucky because I stay lean, but I do contribute that as well to my vegan diet. I think I eat really healthy and I like cooking for myself. And the only time I really order Uber Eats is if I'm hungover. And then even when I do order it, I never really order any. It's hard to get really unhealthy things as a vegan because you can get like a lot of deep fried stuff, but I don't really like anything deep fried. So I think intermittent fasting definitely helps because I try to hold off eating until like noon or two because I find if I eat when I wake up, I'm starving all day. I'll have like six meals, but if I wait till 1 o'clock, I have a coffee when I wake up, wait till about one, and then I eat around two, and then I eat dinner, and then I go to bed. And if I'm really hungry before bed, I'll eat like a little bit, but I think that's definitely what it is, just like keeping my diet regulated and eating clean and not overeating, I think, is the key for me.
But also one thing that I've noticed, you guys, is that I actually eat less than Frankie does. And I've noticed that she's able to keep a slimmer figure. And I think it's because I think the key to a good diet is eating a dip snack, like eating your healthy foods throughout the day and remember to eat your meals. Cause I sometimes don't. And I end up snacking a lot. And then I have like a large meal at night. So I think the reason what I'm doing is not working.
I don't snack. I don't think.
Yeah.
Like I'll eat like a big salad for lunch or like an avocado toast for lunch and then like a pasta or like a burger.
Yeah.
A pizza for dinner and then that's it.
Like she has real meals and I think that's what really helps. Like you have to have those big meals, not like eating different snacks here and there and then a big meal at night.
But yeah. And I think intermittent fasting definitely really helps as well. And staying active. Like I don't sit in bed all day. Well, some days if I'm working, I sit on my butt and I'm like on laptop or computer all day, but
as
you can.
Somebody said, who is more likely to leave passive aggressive post-it notes about picking up after yourself?
Violet. For sure. But it wouldn't even be out in the house. It would be in my room. You get upset with me because I don't leave it how you like gave it to me. That she decorated the room so nice and I was going to be in the room downstairs, but the bathroom's like not attached to it. And the closet's smaller, so I was like, I need the bathroom in the closet, so that's why I picked the upstairs room. And if there's, like, my passport or, like, a cup, she'll come in and she'll just, like, move it.
I have a few times cleaned her room when she hasn't been there, but I'm learning to let go of control and to, you know, not do that.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I'm messy, but sometimes if I'm really busy and I get, like, 12 packages that day, I can just leave the boxes on my floor because I just... I don't have 2 hours out of my day to spend doing it or like the mental capacity because sometimes I'm so stressed. I'm like, I'll do that later. Like the clothes, it's just, I being like an influencer, quote unquote, I guess I get like 30 packages a week of stuff, and keeping it organized as well as everything else I have to do in the day, it's just not the highest thing on my priority list.
Yeah, I mean, we're still adjusting, but like luckily we're able to communicate pretty well with each other. Okay. Do you guys sleep in the same bed?
No, not yet.
I feel like if Romy and Pancakes got along, we would, because Romy sleeps on my pillow and Pancakes sleeps on your pillow.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't work, because then the cat and the dog would just be like, what?
They wouldn't know. Anyway, you guys, I thought that this is a good roommate segment for you guys just to get to know me and Francesca as roommates. But you guys let me know if you want to have a few more segments like this on my podcast before I start an episode. And we can talk to you guys about like dating advice and stuff like that. Because I feel like you guys didn't fully get to know Francesca for who she really is by just watching her on Too Hot to Handle. And she's going to have some new shows coming out too. So you'll get to know her on those shows as well. I can't discuss them though. But except that, yeah, let me know if you like this little segment.
If you do like it, what do you want us to talk about next time?
Yeah, and we'll make sure to do more. And now let's get started on my solo episode of Dumb Bitch Bootcamp number 2. So get out those tissues because you're about to cry and dump your man. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening.
Next sponsor of the day, it is Candid. When was the last time that you smiled and felt confident with your smile? You know those things that we'd love to do for ourselves but haven't done it for whatever reason? Well, if you've always wanted straighter teeth and a better smile, then stop putting it off. Literally, this is your time to fix whatever it is you don't like about yourself because you're stuck at home. So if you've always wanted straighter teeth and a better smile, it's time to do something about it. Thanks to Candid, straightening your teeth is now simpler, easier, and more comfortable than ever before. Candid clear aligners are comfortable, removable, and practically invisible, unlike wire braces, so you can transform your smile without anyone ever noticing. Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement, and it's all done from the comfort and convenience of your own home. Candid only works with orthodontists, never a regular general dentist like other companies, so your supervising orthodontist will be with you every single step of the way. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. You'll always know. And I love that. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months, but you're probably going to start seeing results way before that. And it costs thousands less than braces. So start straightening your teeth today. Right now, all my listeners can save $75 on Candid's starter kit. Yes, that's $75. So go to candidco.com/violet and use my code violet. That's candidco.com/violet with my code violet. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. Trust me, having a beautiful smile makes the biggest difference in the world. So again, that's candidco.com/violet with my code violet. Don't forget to smile beautiful. Hi guys, and welcome to Dumb Bitch Bootcamp Part 2. By the time I finish with you today, you will be walking out of this like a brand new bitch. I guarantee it. Okay? Look, I used to be just like you. Yeah, literally up until this year. I used to be such a pick-me girl, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. I used to do things to get a man's attention, no matter how much I thought it wasn't for them. Oh, the guy I'm dating is into sports, suddenly I'm talking about sports more. Oh, the guy I'm dating is into some weird indie music, suddenly I'm posting more about weird indie music on my Instagram stories. Oh, you like short hair? Suddenly I'm waiting a little longer before I get my hair extensions. Just because I was so desperate to make them happy. And then still, no matter what I did, no matter how much I tried, I would watch these men lose interest in me, and I wouldn't understand why. Am I not pretty enough? Was I too boring? And you know what the answer is? Who gives a fuck if he didn't like me, bitch? You didn't even know yet if you liked him. We get so hung up on being loved that we allow men to tell us lies. We jump to things so quickly because we're just happy they're still calling us. We believe false flattery. We give our all so fast. And for what? For what? For a dude that spends 20 seconds looking for your clitoris, gives up, and then Jackrabbit fucks you lasting 2 whole pumps before rolling over and telling you he has to wake up early tomorrow, so you should probably go? While you're laying there looking like a toaster strudel with this cum in your belly button? Well, it stops here. So clean up that cum out of your belly button and walk away while you still have some dignity left. Hi guys, I'm Viola Benson. Welcome to Dumb Bitch Bootcamp Part 2. I hope you love my intro. Okay, so before we start this episode, I just want to let you know some disclaimer. I want you to know that these episodes that I'm creating for you, and believe it or not, for myself as well, are not
about telling you that all men are trash, because they're not. This is also not about telling you that there's something wrong with you, because baby, there's nothing wrong with you. It's also not even about tips to tricking him into falling in love with you, because literally if you have to trick somebody into loving you, then that's not the person for you. I truly believe that it's inevitable that you will find your person once you start doing the work on yourself and listening to these episodes. That's why these episodes are really just about you. It's about gaining confidence. And that's what this episode will be about today. It's about finding your worth. It's about remembering who the fuck you are and believing that you're a bad bitch and therefore becoming that badass bitch. So if you just want dick or something casual, then this episode is not for you. You want to hoe it out and let men treat you like a piece of garbage? That's okay. You can go listen to Call Her Daddy. Basic bitches chase men. We, yes, you, my queen, and I, we do not. And that's on period, starting right now. Confidence is a game changer, like real ass confidence. Because baby, if you loved yourself the same way you loved the idea of a man's validation, you'd be unstoppable. Okay? So today I'm going to be teaching you 5 steps into becoming this new you. Every single one of these basic bitch bootcamps episodes will be about something else. But today it's all about gaining that confidence and what's going to happen with that confidence. Here's the first thing. When you'll start to see yourself as the most unstoppable bitch to walk this earth, coincidentally, you're going to notice that you may start to shed some people out of your life. Whether it's men that you're casually dating, men who are pursuing you, or men that are simply just wasting your time, even friends. Because not everyone's going to be able to handle the new you, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that what you have with them wasn't special. I just want to remind you that. But it also doesn't mean that you need to keep holding on. It's not your job anymore to save everyone, to heal those who are broken, to hold on to people just a little bit tighter, for just a little bit longer, because you know deep down that if you let go, they wouldn't even make an effort to check in on you. If someone isn't treating you right, then it's time to ask for what you want. And if you don't get it, then you're asking the wrong person and it's time to move on. So one thing I've realized is that not everything is meant to last forever. And once you realize that you may never get a moment twice, that's when you really start to cherish those moments. We tend to drag things out with people because we hold on to those little moments that felt so magical, where once they made us feel good. And then we get confused when it feels like the magic is gone. And it's because we don't realize that not everything is meant to be long lasting. Whether it's a relationship, a hookup, a friendship, some things are just meant to be just that, a moment with someone to cherish, to enjoy, to feel, to learn something, to grow, and then to move on. So I hope you take all that in and understand that that's your first step of becoming the new you. You're going to lose some people and you have to accept it. Because when you're going to be working to be the best version of yourself, you will then let go of people who are not, and you will start to attract the people who are also the best versions of themselves. Okay, so now on to the second thing. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to stop blaming being single or dating loser men on your daddy issues, on your friends, on your family issues, on everyone else, or the fact that, quote unquote, there aren't any good men in this town. It's not them. It's you. I know this because it used to be me too. I realize this the hard way. If you keep dating shitty men, if you keep allowing them back into your life and just dating the same fuckboy in a different body every other week and falling for his lies, then eventually it's no one else's fault but yourselves. Whatever lesson you were meant to learn, like don't fucking date Kyle who only calls you at 2 a.m. to lick his butthole, it's time to listen. The universe is telling you something, so open up your ears. When you don't listen and you keep dating the same mistakes, what you're really doing is you're telling the universe that it's what you deserve. You're so scared of shitty men that in the end, you end up manifesting them, and that's why they end up being the only thing that you attract. So babe, listen up. No more generic basic dick. Repeat after me. No more generic basic dick. No more men wasting your time. Kings only. If you give men anything, they will always take. It's your job to learn how to stop. Men need to earn you. But we'll get to that in the next solo episode. Okay, so the third thing you're going to do is you have to admit to yourself what you want and you have to say it out loud. You have to decide that you want a relationship. We often play these mind games with ourselves, which I've literally been guilty of until recently. where we pretend like we're not looking for anything, that you don't even want a man, you don't even need a man, you don't even have time for a man. You're just having fun. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. That's so funny, Kristen. Then why were you crying on a Friday night stalking Ben's Instagram, looking at new girls he just followed and running to conclusions in your head like it's a motherfucking marathon, even though you promised yourself that you were just having fun? Call the whambulance because you played yourself. You caught the feelings, bitch. That's why it's time to stop lying and admit that you want a relationship and admit what you want in a relationship first and then verbalize it. Say it out loud. Be honest with yourself. If you don't know what you want, then you're going to keep attracting the wrong men and men who will just confuse you. Hence, step number two. That's why I started admitting to myself that yes, I do want a relationship. I started to make a list of what I'm looking for in my partner. Not look-wise, but like literally specific characteristics and attributes that I was looking for in a partner. And I started to be honest with myself that I was lying to myself that if I just sleep around, I'm not going to get attached. That I was lying to myself that I want just something casual. And I was lying to myself when I used to tell guys like, oh, I have no idea what I'm looking for. I'm just going with the flow. No, that's a fucking lie. I don't want you to waste my time. I am looking for a partner, for a future partner, a forever partner, but I just don't know yet if it's you. So you have to just admit to yourself that you want a man or a casual relationship or a serious one or a husband, whatever it is, be honest with yourself first. No more if it happens, it happens just because you're afraid of failing. You're mentally preparing yourself to not get it when you're saying you don't know what you want or you don't even care to find someone. Be honest and say out loud that you're going to attract what you want. And this is something that I recently also had to accept and admit to myself as well, so you're not alone. So then once you admit this to yourself, then you'll be ready to build a roster. Yeah, you thought I was boring? I'm not. And no, this roster is not for fucking, but it's because you're a boss ass bitch and you deserve a man, like a good man. You deserve a few actually to figure out who's the perfect one for you. So this roster will be built of several kings that you will find yourself. But we'll get to that on the next episode because honestly, right now, you're not ready for that yet. Shout out to our last sponsor of the day. It is Honey. Basically, these days, it feels like online shopping is the only shopping we can really do or the only fun I'm really having these days if I'm not, you know, like masturbating. I feel like I shop so much, even for all the clothes I'm planning on wearing to my living room and to the kitchen. So that's where today's sponsor, Honey, comes in. It's the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically applies the best one available at checkout. Who doesn't love a discount? Honey is basically your online shopping best friend. Here's how it works. You get Honey on your computer for free in two easy clicks by going to joinhoney.com/violet. Then when you're checking out on one of its over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up and all you have to do is click apply coupons. That's it. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons for that site. And if Honey finds working codes, it'll apply the best one to your cart. That's pretty bomb and it's super quick and it's super fast, super amazing. And who doesn't love a good bargain, a good discount? For example, I recently was shopping for my Halloween costume. And yes, I'm still planning on wearing my Halloween costume, even if it's just to my balcony or to my backyard or to scare some of my neighbor's children. I'm still planning on getting one. So I was shopping for my Halloween costume and I used the Honey coupons and bam, I saved 20% off on my two Halloween costumes. I bought both costumes and I'm ready to go and I'm ready to scare my neighbor's kids. Okay. So everyone definitely check out Honey. It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should definitely be on it. It's free and it works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/violet. That's joinhoney.com/violet. Go get you some. Okay. Next, the fourth thing I'm going to teach you today. The fourth thing you're going to do is you're going to stop falling for false flattery and comparing yourself to other women to come off superior. If you think that all you have to offer is your looks, then baby, you're playing a losing game because there will always be someone prettier than you, since beauty is subjective. Men can smell that insecurity when we women bring each other down from a mile away. They just keep playing along with it and agree with you or give you false flattery because they're just trying to get in your pants. And watch how fast they will end up fucking that girl they said wasn't even that cute once they're done with you. If you're insecure about yourself, which you are, if you feel the need to compare yourself to others, then showing off your ass because you know that's your best asset will just end up being your biggest downfall. When a man rejects you, even after you offered him your ass, and your whole self-esteem is shattered because he didn't want to lick that golden butthole of yours. That is why it's so important to have more than just looks to offer. Your bigger tits and nice juicy lips and I don't know, even a wetter pussy than the other girl may get you through the door, but they will not get you in the house. Looks only get you so far, and it's not that far. Now back to comparisons. It doesn't even stop at looks. You think that just because you have a degree and a job that you're better than the girl who's a waitress who's doing night school? Wrong again. I used to think that my job defined me. The men will find that so impressive until I realized that what I'm looking for in a man is actually not what a man is looking for in a woman. That is one thing that I recently read in the book that completely opened up my eyes. That just because we look for a man that's financially stable and, you know, owns a house and all this stuff, we just assume that's what he's going to look for in us. And that's actually not what men look for in a woman. If he's a good catch, that means that most likely the women he meets in his life are probably also have an education or have money or whatever it is on your level. It's nothing special to him. So when you're sitting there on the first day and he's like, oh, what's so great about you? And you're like, oh, well, my career and blah, 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 blah. And I own a house and this bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. What he's really thinking is, wow, broken record, so vanilla. I already heard this with the other three girls I went out with. I mean, it's amazing to have an education, to have an amazing job, but do it for you. Don't do it to try to impress another man. Trust me, this is one thing I realized. Men don't look for the same thing that we look for when we're dating. When we look for a man with a good career who is financially independent, and we then assume they're looking for the same thing with us, it's laughable. Because the truth is, he sees no difference between you and that waitress I just talked about that he went out with last week. And like I said, I read this in a book a while ago, and it says something like this. Congrats, you have an education while she doesn't. Your career doesn't make you any less boring. Maybe your education will help you add up how many missed calls you've left and figured out that he's actually not going to call you back after fucking you. And that's on period. That's a truth that I didn't even want to listen to, but it's true. It actually came as a shock to me. But the truth is that you and that waitress who you think you're better than, you're actually on the same playing field as her. What I've learned again is that that's not what makes you stand out. Not your looks, not your degree, not your education, not your job, not all of that. What will help you stand out is your confidence, your sass, knowing exactly who the fuck you are and knowing that no one can ever take that away from you, whether he calls you or not. You don't give a fuck because your life won't change whether he's there or he's not. It would be nice, yes, of course, if he called you, but you still will continue being you with or without him. And that's the only thing that you constantly will have to remember, that you are whole without anyone else. You don't need someone else to complete you. We're done with that. That's how you stand out. Not with looks, not with comparisons, not because you're a business owner. The best thing you have to offer about yourself is you. Your confidence is what will make you stand out. Which now gets us to step number 5, confidence. You have to want to fuck yourself first before expecting others to. You have to believe that you are desired, that men want you, and others will start to believe you too. And I know if you're thinking like, but I am confident. No, I'm talking about real confidence because it can't be fake. That's why this step is actually the hardest to do. This is the hardest one, because especially with social media and everything on the internet, you always compare yourself to all these beautiful women. It's super hard. Every day us women have to wake up and we face so many challenges that the beauty industry put in front of us that we're not good enough. I mean, let's be honest, the beauty industry is not going out of business anytime soon. That's why you have to really find that beauty from within yourself and know that you have to offer way more than just your looks. And you gain that confidence by that, because you know that deep down inside, you're fucking amazing. You're unique. You're special, because in the end of the day, there's no one else like you. And that's what makes you so amazing. When it's fake confidence, it means that you focus on your one or two good assets and then you try to highlight that while hiding the other parts of you that you don't love as much. The reason this is so silly, which I just already said in step number 4, is because if you put all of your focus and your faith and your confidence and your self-esteem issues on that one physical asset that you think makes you so fucking special while still being insecure under the surface, it will end up being your downfall again. Because when a man is going to reject you after offering him your ass or your amazing feet or whatever he's into, your self-esteem would shatter so low that you wouldn't even know how to pick yourself back up again. And then you're going to end up comparing yourself to the next girl he dates because her waist is smaller. And then you're going to assume that maybe that's why he didn't love you, but he loves her, when it's completely not the case, because beauty is subjective. It's never about the body. It's not even about the pussy. The whole thing with like my pussy is magical bullshit is just that. bullshit. What's special is the person that's attached to that pussy, that's attached to that beautiful body, regardless what size you are, regardless how many flaws you see in the mirror. What's important is who you are, how you carry yourself, the sass, the confidence, what makes you stand out like you're the only girl in the room and you didn't even need to fuck him to get his attention. It's you. That's why it's so, so, so important to have more than just looks to offer and to love yourself, all of you. You have to learn to accept your flaws when you look in the mirror. And trust me, I know it can be really scary sometimes to be naked in front of another person because it feels so vulnerable. But a guy is just happy to be invited to the pussy party. He's just happy to be there. He's just happy that you're getting naked in front of him and he's about to get his dick licked. He's not thinking like, oh shit, is her nipple bigger than her other nipple? He's just like, holy shit, this is the most beautiful creature that's standing in front of me. So you have to be the most confident bitch he's ever met. And the more you pretend to be that, the more you will start to believe it. And I encourage you to start looking at yourself naked in the mirror and start to learn how to love every single part of you, because this is all you have. This is you. This is who you are, and you're beautiful naked or with clothes. Not to mention, you have so much more than just your body or your what pussy to offer. Remember that. So did you know the research shows that 1 out of 3 teenagers won't participate in a classroom debate because they don't want to draw attention to the way they look? 1 in 5 are not even showing up to class anymore on days they don't feel good about themselves. Research found that specifically, if you don't think you're thin enough, you will score a lower grade point average than your peers who are not concerned about this. Like, that's mad to me. This is consistent across Finland, US, and China. Low body confidence is now affecting and undermining academic achievement. And that's not all. Did you know that 17% of women won't show up to a job interview on a day when they weren't feeling confident about the way they look? And this research, by the way, is a few years ago. So I'm sure right now the numbers have gone up since. And that's just education employment wise. Now imagine the percentage when it comes to dating and how many times women turn down dates because they didn't feel good in their own skin, or they allowed men to walk all over them because they thought that the person they're with deserved someone better physically. And the list goes on. You're not alone. I've been there too. At what age did we stop loving what we saw in front of the mirror? When did it suddenly become not okay to love the way we look? When did you stop enjoying your own reflection? And when did you start judging yourself so harshly and base all of your worth on your looks? I used to sit on Instagram and go through all these pretty girls' IGs. I actually literally did this morning before recording, and I was like, what am I doing? Because it made me feel so bad about myself. And I used to wonder, how do you compete with all these beautiful girls? I mean, there are so many of them now. It made me feel so insecure. I would think, my lips are not big enough. Well, my teeth are too big. The black circles under my eyes are ridiculous. I wish my eyebrows were thicker. My eyes were smaller. My cheeks are too fat. My chin is too small. My forehead is too big. And someone just told me that my head is shaped like an egg. And I can't stop staring at my double chin. Like, don't even get me started on my double chin. And oh, that's only my face. Don't even get me started with my body. It's exhausting to be a woman in 2020 with all these unrealistic beauty standards and social media making it so much easier than ever to hate ourselves. But that's why I always do my best to remind myself that I don't need to compete with anyone else but myself to be a better person than I was yesterday. Because I may not be the prettiest girl in the room or the youngest or the smartest or even the funniest, but I can be kind and I can be brave. And I can continue to do my best to grow as a person every single day and believe that I am enough, at least for myself, not for anyone else, but for me. Because if I don't learn how to love myself, then how could anyone else? Anyway, I really do hope that you enjoyed the solo episode. Let me know if you thought it was too short. Let me know if you want the next episodes to be a little longer. I really hope that by the next solo episode that you had time to start working on your confidence and you stop seeking the approval of other men or the approval of others by how many likes you get on Instagram, and you just stop seeking the approval of anyone else except yourself. Because once you're there, then you will be ready for the next steps of my solo episodes, which will be a step-by-step to winning a first date, do's and don'ts, how to not get obsessed with a guy too fast in the beginning of dating, how to build a roster with nothing but kings and a bunch of tens, why you shouldn't fucking fuck him. Let me tell you right now, do not fuck him until you have foundation with him. Fucking a man too early, he will lose interest with you, but we'll get to that in the next episode. How to ask him for what you want, how to love yourself even more, and so much more. I'm honestly so excited for this little series. I'm so thrilled that my Dumb Bitch Bootcamp Part 1 did so well. I'm hoping that you enjoyed this one just as much, and I can't wait to continue this series. I really hope that this episode made you feel good. If you have any questions or there's anything else you want me to talk about,
you can leave me a review in the podcast app and I will make sure to read it and I will make sure to answer your questions next. Also, one thing I forgot to mention is that let me know if you enjoy my little roommate special, and me and Frankie will make sure to make more of those. But also B, in the future, I'm going to start doing a call-in where you will be able to call into my podcast, ask me a question, and I will give advice on the podcast. So that's going to be really fun. And I can't wait to feature you. So definitely go in the podcast reviews and let me know if you're interested in that. Just write a review. Hopefully it's 5 stars. Ask me your question or let me know that you're interested in doing the call-in and we will make it happen. Anyway, don't forget to love yourself. Always put yourself first. And I fucking love you, bitch. Have an amazing day. Mwah.